Okay, so Sheni of Re'e is the heter of Basar Taiva, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Elokech HaZgvulcha, Kasher Dibir Lach, originally as the Gemara Chulin explains, so Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, but basically that as the Ramban develops very beautifully in this Aliyah, right, all, Basar wasn't Basar Taiva, but it was Basar Kachim, it was the Basar of Shlamim, because the proximity of the Mishkan, and why miss that opportunity? The Ramban develops the idea very similarly, Hilchos Shechita. But after Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, part of the expansive Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael allows us to export Shechita from the realm of Kodshim to the realm of Chulim, Kasher Tzivisicha, as the Pasuk says, which isn't just the specific halachos, Rov Shnayim B'mehema, Rov Echad Ba'of, Allah Kana Ve'Allah Veshet, but is really exporting the institution of Shechita out from the realm of Kodshim to Chulim, which is why the Makor is Psulei HaMukdashin. And be that as it may, it's really the expansive Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that makes, all of this possible. Eretz Yisrael as, a place, Eretz Asher Hashem Kecha Doreish Osa. So in some sense, right, in the capacity to take what was otherwise and originally a Maisa Mishkan, a Maisa Mikdash, and to export it out to Eretz Yisrael is a very fascinating possibility. Ki Archiv Hashem Kecha Zgvul Cha, Kasher Dibir Lach, only in Eretz Yisrael, the Shita Saramban, only the Achar Kibush, V'chiluk. Now, it's really, I think, very fascinating about this notion. The Ramban develops it even further in the realm of Dam. Rak Chazak Levilti'a Chal Hadam, and all of the Lo Sochlanus here is that the Ramban says, by all rights, Dam always used to be linked in the context of Achilas HaBasar to the Mizbeach, right? Only through the Zrikas Dam is there a heter of Achilas Basar. So the Havamina would have been that you can't just, Ala Aretz Tishbechenu Kamayim. There's some Kedusha that's associated with it. So the Torah has to come along and say, no, when it comes to the Dam, of Behemos, Ala Aretz Tishbechenu Kamayim. But when it comes to Chai and Oaf, the Ramban is a fascinating theory. Things there, there's really a chashash that it would become like part of the avoda because the mitzrim were, very busy eating dam as part of the lasirim, asher him zovchim al pnei hasadeh. So when it comes to chay and ov, where the minag was to do shechita out in the fields, there's a concern that people would engage in an act of, avoda zara, shedim lo eloha, Elohim lo yedaum lo sarum avosechem, and so therefore chai and oaf, which again you're more likely to hunt down in the fields, there was a concern there, and that's why you need kisui hadam under those circumstances to show that we're not doing what the Egyptians did. But be that as it may, and this is all within the context of an aliyah, which not only gives a heter of achilas basar and a strong iser, a repetitive iser of achilas hadam, But reinforces the idea of Vavesem Shama that we saw at the end of the first Aliyah. So let's begin at the beginning. Vayama koma asher yivchar Hashem Elokecham bo l'shaken shmo sham. Shama taviyo yis kol asher anochi mitzaveschem. Olo seichem v'zivchem asher seichem v'shrim asher seichem v'chol nivchar nivichem asher tidru l'Hashem. So Rashi says, the psukim at the end of Rishon were for Shiloh, and this is now for Yerushalayim. Usmachtem לפני השם אלוקיכם, אתם ובניכם ובנוסיכם ועבדיכם ועמוסיכם, על אבי אשר בשעריכם, כי אין לו חלק ונחל איתכם. Now here's the love. He שמר לך פנטלה ולוסך בכל מקום אשר תראה. So it's fascinating that it singles out the Korban Ola. It should really be all Korbanos, but we've spoken about in the past. The Korban Ola is the Av Tipus. It's the paradigm for all of Kodshim. You see that quite explicitly from the Sifrei. פנטלה ולוסך אין לי אלא אולו, שער קורבנוס מניין, תמל לומר, Sham Taseh Kol Asher Nochi Mitzvecha. Ma Tamadomer Ola. So why do we single out the Ola if it really applies to all Svachim? Lahakish Lama Ola Miyuched Shibaseh Below Saseh Ach Kol Shibaseh He Below Saseh. Now to me, what's really fascinating about this pasuk, once you move beyond the Binyanav of Ola, is Bechol Makom Asher Tireh. So Rashi already, tries to play it back. It's not really Asher Tireh. It says Asher Yala Belibcha. Avalta Makriv Al Pinavik Kon Aliyah Bahar Karmel. Finds we have Horasha. But, Tireh here is like at the beginning of the parsha. It's not actually seeing Re'eh, Anochi, Nosein Levzichem Ayom, Bracha Ukala. Re'eh means to understand. So, Bechol Makom Asher Tireh means, whatever a person, would please to do. It's interesting, the halacha is derived here, in the Gemara and Zvachim, that when it came to Shiloh, contra Rashi's understanding, Pesukim, they were talking about Yerushalayim, but when it came to Shiloh, right, that, Kachim Kalim were eaten, Bechol Haroa. Bechol makom asher tira yetam alav al ta'ochal bechol makom asher tira, right? That was the equivalent of the, Lifnei Min HaChoma that we would have in Yerushalayim. Okay, so I know that some Rabbi Ganak once told me that archaeological evidence supports this, that if you look around, you see actually that there are a lot of Klei Cheres, etc., B'chol Makom Asher Tereh from Shilom. In any event, the Torah's formulation is very fascinating. And it's don't think that you can bring your korbanos, it singles out Ola, but we know it applies to all korbanos, B'chol Makom Asher Tereh, you know, as you well please. It's like the Pasuk in Shoftim that reiterates, Bayamim Ahim in Melech B'Yisrael, Ish HaYashar Be'inav Yaseh, right? And in particular, when it comes to Shimshon, Osa Kachli Kihi Yishara Be'inai. And the theme of this Aliyah, as it goes on, you'll see that the Torah repeats twice, is not what's good for you, but what's good in the eyes of Hashem. So, for example, by Dam, Lo Tochla, No Lamani Tav Chal Benacha Charecha, Ki Tase Hayashar Bnei Hashem. And also the end of the Aliyah, Shemor V'Shamata. I love that, right? Shemor V'Shamata, Chol Sheino Bichlal Mishnah, No Bichlal. Maisa. Rashi says, O Mishnah Shatzatzarich L'Sham Bevit Necha Shelo Tishkach Kinyan Shenemar Ki Noim Ki Tishmim Bevit Necha Mim Shanisa Efshar Shetishma V'Tkayim Hakol Sheino Bichlal Mishnah, No Bichlal Maisa. Right, so Shemor v'Shamata is called Dvarim Ha'ila Shardochim Mitzaveka Lamani Tav L'Chavanecha Acharecha Olam Ki Tasato V'Hayashar Be'enei Hashem Elokecha. So Yaliyah begins Yisham L'Chav B'Talal Elosecha B'Chol Makom Asher Tireh. So Rashi thinks it's a little funny. So he says, "Oh, okay, Asher Yala B'Libcha." Why are we referring to B'Chol Makom Asher Tireh? But on the contrary, that's exactly what the Psukim seem to indicate, right? Ki tasa yashar b'nei Hashem, and then the conclusion, ki tasa tovia yashar b'nei Hashem Elokech. Famous Rashi here that Rashi quotes the name of the Sifrei, tovia yashar, Rabbi Kiva Omer, tovia b'nei Shamayim, yashar b'nei Adam. Okay, it's always nice, v'nimtzachen v'seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam, but the basic idea is that all of these halachos should be governed not by what's convenient for you, yisham elecha b'talo v'soecha b'chol makom asher tireh, but rather, ki tasa tove ayashar b'nei Hashem Elokecha. This is the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees it, and that should influence the way that we see it. And this, I think, ties in so beautifully with the beginning of the parasha that we talked about yesterday. Re'ei anochi nosein lifleichem ayom bracha uklala. So it's incumbent upon us to shape our vision, not b'chol makom asher tireh, not isha yashar b'nav yaseh, but rather ki tasa tove yashar b'nei Hashem Elokecha.